kind of technical input from landscape architecture that we can get. But it's, you don't have to be in this room to fill your job. Sometimes I think it helps to be close. But for goodness sakes, we don't need a whole bunch of receivers. Tesla least of all. And I know that Nori is going through the throes of hell trying to figure out what to do with his life. How do I be a good receiver when I'm working 18 hours a day? When am I supposed to do this receiving? And when am I supposed to have my life? And I'm going to tattle on him some of the people that he meets are, quote, fundamentalist Christians. I don't mean to tell on people, but I'm tired of people thinking I don't know. I get along fine with fundamentalist Christians. You are never going to find a more fundamentally Christian person than I am. Nowhere. So if you cannot get along with what you're doing and the fundamentalist Christian, you got a problem. You're trying to change somebody when you don't know what you're doing and they haven't the vaguest idea what they're doing. Don't do this to yourselves. Back off from this. When these teachers get a receiver, man, they're going to work your off fingers. Thank you. And they're all going to line up to see which one is going to get you today. I mean, after all, we're up here and we all have to get down there, through to down there. And we get one receiver after another, and pretty soon they're off on their kick. And ours is a very physical, integrated mission. And all of, let us call, the Rainbow Masters. Each one has a responsibility. Lento. El Lento. Lantiel. You see, you don't even know what these terms mean. El simply means elder. My elders. Your elders. The Rainbow Masters, as such, refer to the seven of the hierarchy. The archangels. They're just elders. So don't get your wings flapping. And don't get your shields all up. Oh, my God, what is happening? El Mario's here. Mariel will show up anytime he wants to, if he can get you to write for him. So will I. I don't know how you're going to call me Hattonel, but I'm sure that there's a way. El Haton, yes. Get rid of the angel wings and robes. Let's all do a little exercise right now that'll blow your minds. Picture these guys. How do you picture them? Well, sort of a brilliant light around them. Maybe that could be considered wings. I mean, there is a radiance around them, isn't there? Should there be? Well, Michelangelo drew one around Gabriel, so I guess there must be. Why don't you live your life and let Michelangelo alone? You know what you're going to get when you meet these energies? When you meet them in some kind of a physical form that you can appreciate and recognize, and physical enough in holographic form to walk up and shake hands, you're going to find Master Isu sitting there in a space suit with short hair wondering how in the hell he's ever going to get this job done. Short hair. And Dorma claims he smells like ivory soap. I don't know about that. We have something we call soap if we go to the shower. But it puts it down where you can understand it, doesn't it? And these energies are all around you. They are in, you are walking on them, through them. Because you are klutzy. You are manifest holograms. But you're solid. So they are lighter than you, so you go right through them while they're trying to stand in the way and confront you. Where are you? Where are you? You just stop me. Stop this. Tesla doesn't need any more receivers. We need some doers. You've got all the information in written form that you need from Tesla, Einstein, you name it. It all came from higher than them. And they have an obligation to fulfill to make sure that their inventions, their knowledge has its capability of use for God rather than simply usurped by the adversary. You don't need to worry about the wireless systems around the globe. They're already there. Yes, you do need to consider with what do we do out at the farm to mill the grain if the grid goes out. So you may need to learn a little bit about Dr. Brown's gas or some of these other types of alchemy situations that will produce heat so you can run a heat pump or a heat turbine or something. Hopefully, you will find something that, as it cools, will go back to its natural state. You even have little plastic warmers for your hands that do it. You can even take these little warmers and put them in your white microwave oven, or you can boil them in a pot and they'll go back into its little pouch. Then when your hands are cold, you take it and you work it up and it will stay good for an hour, 130 degrees. Find out what's in it. There are some turbines that you can run if you've got the right ones at 130 degrees Fahrenheit. You have such powerful rays coming from the cosmos now. And if you burn off your radiation belt and a few of those shields out there, there ain't nothing can stop them. They go through water. They go through air. They go through lead. They go through spelt holes. But spelt holes end up being the best. I get a lot of agreement from over here. All of you should take lessons. You hear the conversation? That is music. All of the time that you listen for all the profound things, that's it. You've forgotten. And they're depending on you for their lives. They are depending on you for their way so they can do their job. And in being as specific and as pointed as I can, I want you ones who are struggling with writing for these energies, that's Corton, Soltec, Tesla, any of them, any one of them. The last thing you need to do is get uptight about it. Back off. Back off. When you are so torn, you will burn out. We don't need any burnout. This is a joyous journey. And we're going to push you to the ragged edge, expecting you to take responsibility for self and saying, hey, back off, man. I need a rest. Look at your lives. See if your location is appropriate. This is just for humor, but Nori because it seemed reasonable, he and Ed trying to share a dwelling. Now, anybody who can share a dwelling with Dr. Young's hours is nuts. And you'll drive each other insane. It's wonderful when it's working. Don't let it go to the point where you have to leave just to get a few minutes or whatever. You are dealing with a consummate teacher, Nori. The man's going to teach somebody something if he has to go all the way out of his way to do it. He has written a superb paper that got him in bed with all the higher academic authorities because he told it like it was. You need your space, you need your thoughts, and you need a life. Whatever it is that you need, you must include it. Because no two people, and this will be carried out and born truth in every marriage that ever took place, there are no two people alike. And when you try to force two people to be alike, it's going to fail. You have to appreciate the beauty and the beingness. This is what is often referred to as unconditional love. No. It is absolute love and respect. And it has to come with conditions. And as soon as you can recognize a condition, you must communicate about it. And there is nothing wrong with saying, hey, I just need to back off and look at this. I need to get away and do something else. It doesn't mean that you have denied anyone anything. And if I don't get any other point across in this room ever again, please let that one be uppermost. No one can tell you what you need to do, who you need to be, who you need to see, who you must drop, what you must do. Those are all things that have to come from within. No one else knows your contract, and most of you don't know your contract. You're still searching. Well, if you let someone else determine your contract, that's just as incorrect as blundering through. And to serve one of us on the other end of that line is worse than a marriage. Far worse. You can at least fight in a marriage. We can get away. Or make you feel guilty or something. So I want some hearts to come to rest. As you know, we didn't come to save a world. We came to help turn around a world if we can. Allow people to see their God connection. And that's why it's important to be able to do all the writing. And we've got to do it under the hardest sets of circumstances. That's everybody being against us when we don't even have a group to be against. How can you be against that cult in Tehachapi when there isn't one? And I hear it all the time. Yeah, well, you just say that, but there is. No, there's not. You keep trying to bundle it up into one. And I know that you resent it because you want to come out here and make your contribution because you know we're right. And wife or sister or brother or son says, oh, you're going out there with that group of nuts, that cult. Well, how are you even going to argue that? Don't. Quit defending me, for instance. Quit acting like we're one, and then you can go to court. Gene says, oh, well, you know, all around Bakersfield, they just talk about that Phoenix group. Why would they do that? If you haven't said anything, why would anybody do that? The magic word, you know, in, well, sometimes they meet on Sunday afternoon. Sometime is your key word. Tickets at the door is your second notable item on the list. Or a big collection plate. So that all of you bend down and do homage to the East or something, then you may have something going. And I can't help it if nobody can figure out how the system works. It doesn't matter whether anybody believes the system works, that she's her, I'm me, we're the, ye. If it's truth, it's sound. And I will never, ever give you anything else. I told Gene this. I tell all attorneys this. I will never give you other than truth to take to a courtroom. And it will stand. It doesn't mean you'll win the case. And just today comes to attention that over cute little Marcia Clark and Mr. Darden, they wanted to give them some trial attorney award. And, I mean, therefore, a whole bunch of lawyers dropped the bar. Membership. Oh. Doesn't that mean that you may have to go back to the Constitution? What is this, oh, we dropped our membership in the Bar Association? Kind of infers that the Bar Association is a private club, doesn't it? When is some lawyer going to be brave enough, like Mr. Dixon, I wish he were here so I could hit him, going to walk in that courtroom, and when the judge says, what are you doing here, Mr. Dixon? I am here as an attorney and a lawyer for these people. Well, you can't do that. Why can't I, Your Honor? Because you don't have your card with the Bar Association. No, sir, but I have my membership in the Constitution of the United States. And these people asked me. So the only dumb one here is possibly them for asking me, Your Honor. When is somebody going to be brave enough to do that? Well, Gene would say, yeah, man, are you ready to lose every case the rest of your life? Well, we've lost every one of them so far. Tell me what's different. Mr. Abbott's filed another one. I will tell you this. Eleanor and Leon Ford will not have a farthing. Not a penny by the time Abbott gets through with them. Now, you tell me why, if weeks ago they agreed to drop Abbott, that has not been done. He's filed another one in their name. Oh, well, I could just go on about this. Let's hear from Soltech. You've got a mess going. Please see to it that all of this interesting wireless harp and Gwen and Woodpecker system gets in that paper. I want you to read it and reread it and read it and reread it because it's been going on for 40, 50 years. Tesla brought this stuff out in 1889. That means that he knew how to do it from the mid-1800s. They're hooking it all up, and they're using it on you. And you're being pulsed as we sit here. Dorma will show it more, because it's like microwave. It just heats up from inside, and the energy builds and builds and builds, and she'll turn red. Ed'll turn red. The ones of you most vulnerable under attack are going to show those responses. Call in the light. Keep it around you. And don't depend on somebody else to do it for you. Please, if Ed would share.
I'd be glad to. This writing must be important because every step of the way from from Kelly trying to write this last night to transferring it over to here to me trying to work on it earlier today to even trying to get it transferred to a disc so I could bring it in for the paper. Every step of the way was a tug of war. So as Commander says, the indications of the pulse beam attacks on equipment and on people are there if you have eyes to see. It's been something. In the night sky, the day sky has had its share of ships and odd grid-like things with clouds in crisscross fashion. The night sky has been even worse in that there have been things such as, if you look carefully at the sky, on top of dimming of the stars, there has been around here, coming over the hill from Northrop, not only beams that condense into particulate, like contrails, only they condense out of a light beam. But there has also been a flickering in the night sky, something like the aurora borealis, but it is clearly artificially induced. And if you wanted to picture what it looks like, think of your TV set in the days before cable. If another station was trying to come in over the station that you're watching, and you get a slight ghost flickering going on in the background. There's been a lot of that in the night sky, and as Commander could elaborate on, when you have that much luminescence occurring in the sky, that's a lot of radio frequency energy or other energy pumping the atmosphere, causing it to luminesce, and therefore bringing it dangerously close to ignition. So we are very close.
Ed, is that what the fiery sky was last night?
Yes, and the night before. The night before it was most pronounced to the point that the stars were dimmer because the background light of the sky itself was brighter. Relatively speaking, the stars were dimmer.
Well, you're dealing with things now. They can send energy missiles, and that's a lot of what your blue balls are. They are literal composites of it. It's blue hot. You're dealing with a lot of heat in these systems, and heat ignites. Heat speeds up. You see, these are in the category, some of them, of the microwave. And they speed up the particulates, speed up the molecules, speed up the atoms, and that puts them in closer proximity with one another. And when you have this kind of movement going on, all it takes is the right two atoms to hit. And it'll be an almost simultaneous burning of your radiation belt. Now, you think of radiation, and you think of that as being pretty damn high frequency, don't you? Well, something is higher that can ignite it. And their problem is not to ignite it. Well, they don't know what they're doing. And the only thing that's going to save the most of you is that the good Russians have the technology, although all of you have it. But the Russians still have the supremacy as far as cosmospheres. But you've got all you need up there in the sky now to do you in. So it's a matter of, and this was another place I'm going to take exception, and I think this is what really cooled it for me, was when Ron Jackson was asked about these energy systems, and he said, that's hogwash. That is an enemy. Anyone, and perhaps he didn't mean it that way, perhaps he knows all this committee. I want you to just start forgetting about that committee. You better go back to the 300. A lot of games go on. A lot of games. And it's hard to sort out who, especially when you're expecting someone to come and fulfill a job. But he literally told someone who inquired that this is all hogwash that's coming out. My writings, in other words. This is not hogwash. You are in a cage. And you can't get out. It is electrified. They have to turn the system off now to let a rocket out. This is scary time. Can I open up an entry? Yes, I can.
Are you telling me that we can't get out of this mess by any means?
I'm saying you can't get off this planet.
Well, that's what I was saying.
That's right.
We'll have to build a ship if we're going to use it.
I've got a ship. You don't need to build one.
I learned another thing the other day. Things they've been working on since 1940, later than that, about 1950. They were in the U.S. Navy Electronics Laboratory was building these things. The charge, they look like torpedoes. And it's still very much in the vogue. Can we expect that kind of stuff to come at us?
Yes, sir. You certainly can.
What about underground protection? Is that going to be done, or has it already been done? Area 51, I think.
Oh, there, it's been done.
Will we be welcome, or will they?
No. In most of those places, you certainly won't.
I put in about 20% of their facilities that the Navy Electronics Lab years ago.
Scary, isn't it, John? He means it. He did.
I don't know what to do.
You're doing it. You're getting better.
I'm coming better.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. We got sidetracked. Please continue to share with Callie. Yes, you will continue to have trouble with the electronics transfers. Just bear with. We're going to get it done.
Well, it used to be all the time, so it's just a familiar friend back to tease us. Okay, this was written last night. Tanya Soltek, present in the light of the most radiant and holy God of light. Thank you for your attention and for listening.
Bless her heart. Did reread that.
From the top?
Just this introduction.
Tanya Soltek, present in the light of the most radiant and holy God of light.
You see, you guys, there's questioning and there's questioning, and you're so afraid that you're not hearing, that you're making your own speakers write a whole paragraph about who they are. And that's fine. I just want everyone in this room to be aware that Callie made him go through all of that, and probably 4 or 5 times before she wrote it down. Bless her heart.
Commander, let me tell on myself here a minute. You remind me of something that happened several months ago when I didn't believe a writing I was receiving. I went back and cleared my space with, shall we say, a little more force. And the next words that came back were, well, you certainly cleared most of Kern County at this point.
Well, I'll tell you, some of those energies love to speak are worn and tattered. We daresn't even speak, you know. How can you measure up?
But see, if I were really to tell on myself, I was hoping by that intensive clearing I'd get rid of even the speaker.
Right, exactly. And so the poor frazzled being is still there hanging on tenaciously. Please,
right.
I just plead with you, right?
Right.
And if it doesn't sound right, you know, you can always stop.
True. Okay, let's try this again. Tanya Soltek, present in the light of the most radiant and holy God of light, thank you for your attention and for listening. We appreciate your willingness to give an ear to us at this time. So very many things are occurring on and off your planet at this exact moment, and much hangs in the balance presently. You are at a most precarious point in your journeys, and at times, little seems to make any sense to you ones. However, know that though you cannot see that which is taking place, and you cannot make sense of it, we shall be present always to guide our people along, if they will keep their spaces clear and their ears tuned to our frequencies. This task is not an easy one to accomplish right now, But your planet is being bombarded by frequencies which are knocking you ones off balance. That is why it is imperative that you keep your spaces clear and your shields up and enhanced. If you find it necessary to clear space a dozen or more times per day, do so. Do not worry that you are failing in some way. Only know that, because of the increased level of attack, you may need constant reinforcement in your protection. But on to other things. Yesterday, November 25, 1995, your planet experienced an extremely large earthquake in an area known as the Sakhalin Islands. This is politically a part of Russia, but geographically and geologically speaking, part of the north end of the Japanese islands. And as you ones know, that entire area is being rocked continually by moderate to large earthquakes. The quake yesterday measured, by your machines, a magnitude of 8.5 and was approximately 10 miles deep. This is the same area that experienced a large earthquake earlier in the year. I believe it was measured at 7.5 or so by your scientists. In that quake, well over 2,000 lost their lives. The more interesting bit of news about yesterday's earthquake is the lack of reporting of any of your news media services. Ones have been searching out information regarding it, and the data is sorely missing. Now listen, Chalas. Whether it was indeed an 8.5 or actually even a 9.5 matters less than the fact that you are receiving even more heavily censored news coverage than usual. Did you know that there were several 6.0 official magnitude quakes during the past 3 days of your counting along the Pacific Ring of Fire? I thought not. The geologic activity of your planet is purposely being censored. Why, you ask? There are many reasons, but the main purpose is simply to keep you in the dark, so that you shall go about your daily business as usual, asleep at the wheel. And let me interrupt right here, because there was also, as most of you know, a quake or series of quakes in the Middle East earlier this week. And that was the strangest reporting I've ever heard, because the reports of the quake were anywhere from 4.7 to 7.2 in magnitude. I mean, you're talking a factor of 1,000 here. I mean, they were off. They couldn't decide on that. And they couldn't decide whether it was in Egypt or Israel or somewhere else around there. So there's also the possibility there were several. And this is their way of hiding that. Maybe man detonated. Who knows? Commander isn't talking, so.
No. you're having about 3 or 4 a week of over 7 magnitude in outback Australia. You see, that isn't even, quote, the Ring of Fire. But whatever is happening there impacts the Ring of Fire because of the movement of those plates. So that's important to keep your eye on. And with Sakhalin earthquake, you're moving in the same, with the same problem. And you take the plates that shift up under Australia, and if you move them directly north, you're going to finally end up there where the Himalayas were formed. So it's an intricate mass of living, moving topography. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens.
And moreover, the official services, which even report earthquakes, as the intensity and the magnitudes of these quakes have increased in this past week, have all been conveniently offline. So you know that the censoring is not just going on in the official news media, but even among those services, online services, computer services, USGS services, that are there to provide up-to-date information. So somebody has given instructions from higher up to censor this increase in activity.
Well, you're having a lot of trouble sorting out what kind of energy impact is actually causing the movement. You see, some things will be a massive impact, but will not have the Earth-type movement, but you'll be getting that electromagnetic energy rebound. So it's hard for them to tell exactly what's happening. It isn't all just a matter of not reporting it. And then, of course, any time you have a major, major military or intergovernmental plot going on, they're afraid to. And so you're going to hear about the political ones.
Anyway, back to Zoltek. You are considered less than intelligent and incapable of understanding and sorting out for selves. You are being treated as slaves and captives and kept in the dark about everything except that which will aid and abet the crooks who think themselves in charge. You can bet your sweet life that if they knew a killer quake was going to hit the downtown Los Angeles area, you would not know about it until after the fact. The loss of lives and the suffering of those who would survive is considered less important than the supposed panic that would ensue if prior notification were given. You are being fed pablum, and most of you are eating it up in large helpings. Let us clear one thing up. Those who think themselves in charge of your planet and your lives are sadly mistaken. There is only one who is ultimately in charge, and that one is God. The dark forces may seem to be winning at the moment, but we have a little bit of news for them, for their days are short, and their moment of accounting approaches rapidly. Broken agreements do not make brownie points with God's people, and believe us when we tell you that all the broken agreements and promises have been logged and noted. Enough said on that. Commander Hatton may wish to elaborate. Then there was a pause here at 2:27 a.m. in Callie's writing because Callie thought her husband was having a heart attack. Just one more episode last night, and then he discusses this briefly. Well, Chela, you have just experienced a head-on attack personally, or shall I say your husband has. It is most interesting that just after we sat down here to work that his pains began. Is it not? That which he experienced was a direct, low-frequency attack which affects the nerves. As you saw, there were no tight or knotted muscles, just severe pain in the shoulders and back when drawing in or letting out of the breath. The increase in the protection shielding is not to be taken lightly. Do it. And, in fact, I'll add a little aside here that he was told to take some gold colloid, and within 10 minutes of taking the gold colloid, he was okay again. Back to Zoltek. Planet Earth is in for some rough times ahead, dear ones. It is going to be difficult at best, even for you ones. That is another reason that it is so important that you keep your spaces cleared and the protection of light about you, especially in the coming week. Politically, economically, and geologically, it is heating up to a point of boiling, and the lid is about ready to blow off the pot. All the preparations which you ones have been doing up to this point shall now begin to pay off, so to speak. The sorting and shaking down has taken place for a purpose. You are at the time where all must be working together as a well-oiled, well-tuned machine. Those ones who have moved on down the road did so because they knew they were not pulling together with the rest of the team. We wish them well and hold no hard feelings toward any. Each must follow his or her own path and make that journey for self. Take comfort in the understanding of personal destiny and personal decisions. Though you may wish for another to come into the fullness of understanding and light, know that it may not be their desire to do so, and allow them to go their way and harbor no ill feelings towards them. For those who stay the course, we cannot promise that it shall not be difficult, for if I did so, I would be speaking untruth. Though your paths may be filled with potholes and boulders, know that we shall be there lighting each step of the way. All you need do is call upon us. Changes are taking place at such a rapid rate that it is nearly impossible to keep up with it, even from our perspective and vantage point. Therefore, if you ones are feeling frustrated and confused from time to time, know that it is due to the fact that these changes are occurring in rapid-fire succession. It is nearly impossible for us to track the geologic activity on the planet, and it is impossible at this point to tell the natural from the man-made activity. All is becoming melded into one grand geologic event. The French are continuing to explode nuclear devices in the depths of the Pacific Ocean, and yet your United States is suspiciously silent about the events. Between these explosive releases of energy and the little tit-for-tat games being played out above your planet are enough in themselves to cause the entire area to be activated. There are over half a dozen volcanoes erupting presently on your planet as well. They are not all in the Pacific region, though the majority of the major eruptions are there. Mount Vesuvius has been rumbling and spewing out ash and smoke for several weeks, and the large volcano outside Mexico City has been experiencing eruptions as well. It is becoming more difficult for your scientists to not admit that geologic activity is on the rise. So therefore, the reports are simply being censored from the major news media. You are deliberately being kept in the dark and misinformed. None of this is by accident. It is by design. As the next several days unfold, be cautious.
Excuse me, Ed, please. Short tape. This is tape number 2, November the 26th, 1995. Thank you, Ed.
As the next several days unfold, be cautious, be alert, be ready for anything is possible. California is hanging by a thread, and that thread is mighty thin. But God works in mysterious ways, Chilla. Those ones, such as Gordon Michael Scallion, are also sending out warnings for the coming days, though they are overly cautious about that which they say.